You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Monday, May 18th, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, practicing social distancing, and ready for another week. I cannot believe that it is already May 18th. And I feel like that sounds different based on the way you frame it, right? And so when you say something like, it's the second half of May, whoa, that is crazy, because I kind of feel like we're still in April in a lot of ways. And obviously this year in particular, time has really kind of blended together. But man, I mean, like, next month is June, you know, and I know that so much is very different given our current times. And, you know, this is the time where there's like graduations and stuff. And I just, you know, I can't believe we're at the time of year where graduations are happening. It's just crazy how fast time is flying, I guess, and just kind of how time continues to happen. I noticed the other day, or actually yesterday, to be frank, I noticed on Sunday that 17 weeks from now, actually 17 weeks from today, will be the first Monday Night Football game of the season. So 17 weeks from today, we will all have woken up, God willing, and seen a Cowboys game the night before the season opener on the road against the Los Angeles Rams, however that takes place. But so that, you know, when you think about it, we are actually 17 weeks away from the NFL season, which means we are an NFL season away from an NFL season. And so when you think about it that way, it doesn't sound like we're too far off from football. And I know obviously a lot of things could change, but we're going off of scheduled dates and things like that. But so, you know, the NFL season kind of flies in some respects. And so we're just one NFL season away from the one that we're excited about happening. So that is pretty cool. And so I wanted to talk about something a little specific today. By the way, we have a fun week in store for you on the podcast feed. Of course, make sure to subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. We are available everywhere on Apple devices, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. We're all over the place. And you get access to all of our shows. Of course, The Ocho starts your day off strong every single day. Mondays and Fridays, you get Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray. On Tuesdays, you get a brand new episode of the 750 with myself and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas, plus maybe a special guest tomorrow. Wednesday, you get Talking the Star now that the draft season is behind us. And on Thursdays, you get our newest show, Broadcasting the Boys with Ari Temkin and Roy White. We appreciate all the feedback we've gotten over some of the changes. Lots of fun and exciting things on the horizon for the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. And actually, later today, you'll get the new episode of Girls Talking Boys, which features a special guest, Scooter Magruder. That's right. You know Scooter Cameron, as some people know him from his reaction videos to different Cowboys games or Cowboys events or social events. And so he's great. And I think you're really going to enjoy the chat that he had with Kelsey and Meg. But we'll get to that later. Today, I wanted to talk about, again, something specific. And it makes me think of my wife, because my wife once said to me a long time ago, she is far more disciplined about working out or running and doing yoga and things like that. She's far more disciplined than I am. And we were talking about it once, and she said, you know, working out is something that you never regret, right? It never disappoints, or you're never disappointed that you worked out. And I thought that that was really wise at the time. And obviously, you know, I married her, so no big deal. Congratulations to me. But I think that that's true, right? You never, ever work out. And maybe sometimes while you're working out, you're on the treadmill or going for a hike or whatever the case may be, and you're just hating it. I mean, you're just like, dude, this is the worst. I can't believe, you know, I decided to do this. I had to put on the special clothes, and I drove all the way to this park. I bought this bike, whatever it is. But when you're done, and maybe later in the day, maybe after you've taken a shower and you're sitting on the couch and watching The Last Dance, by the way, recording this before I have watched Sunday's episode, so very excited to get to the finish. But at the end of the day, you are like, man, I'm so happy I did that. You never regret it, right? And you are never disappointed by the results. And so that got me thinking on the subject of the 2020 Dallas Cowboys, what position group is least likely to disappoint? Because there are definitely position groups that do disappoint. And, you know, for an example of that would be the linebacking group last year, right? This time a year ago, we all sat down, we all podcasted, we all wrote articles, and we all tweeted and talked about how the Cowboys had maybe the best linebacking duo in the NFL in Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. I mean, the Cowboys, you know, Sean Lee is their depth. I mean, this linebacking group is insane. By the way, you can hear both Leighton and Jalen on the Boys and Girl podcast that Bobby Belt and Jane Slater put out over the weekend. Those are fantastic episodes. Definitely recommend you checking those out. But so they disappointed, right? They were not a great group in 2019, which is part of the reason why the Cowboys missed the playoffs. And so I want to look on the opposite end of the spectrum. Maybe we will look at this end of the spectrum later on this week. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I don't know. But anyway, so what are we likely when the 2020 season is over and the Cowboys have won Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay? What are we likely to look back on and be like, you know what? It's not shocking that that position group was great. We expected that. That makes sense. All right. Because for so long, again, the answer has been the offensive line. This is, again, this is a different category than what's the best position group on the team, because best might mean potential. And I don't know that, you know, the Cowboys, I think this has been true for a while, but I don't know that they have the best offensive line in the NFL anymore, even with Travis Frederick. I mean, you know, they've you know, fallen a peg is aggressive, but they're clearly not their most dominant version of themselves. They're still obviously one of the best in the NFL, but they're not, you know, they're not the best. And so I think if we fast forwarded to the end of the 2020 season, if you told me the Cowboys offensive line struggled a bit, I would not be shocked, right? I mean, again, Travis Frederick gone. Who knows what left guard's going to look like with Connor Williams? Who knows what the plan is at center? You know, I know that's Travis Frederick's spot, but I mean, is it Joe Looney? Is it Connor McGovern? Is it Tyler Biadasz? I mean, so how did that go? I mean, I think it is possible. I think the floor on that is not the highest across all the position groups. And that leads me to the wide receiver room. I mean, if you told me we have an article, it might have gone out already by the time you're listening to this, but it is at the very least being worked on from the great OCC at Blogging the Boys. We have an article going out discussing whether all three of the Cowboys wide receivers can top 1,000 yards in 2020. Now, a lot of that particular measurement is about opportunity, right? Because it's for three of your receivers on a given team to all cross over 1,000 yards, things have to necessitate receiving yardage, right? You have to be in games where you have to keep throwing. You can't, you know, if you're winning blowouts, you're not throwing the ball. Obviously, everybody has to stay healthy. You know, guys have to get open. I mean, so it's not this, you know, this mission you can accomplish. It is this thing that is sort of, you know, a result of a particular sequence of events and, you know, situations and circumstances. And so that is, you know, certainly out there, but again, you can't really control that, is my point. And I think, though, if you told me they all went for 1,000 yards, I would not be shocked, right? I would be like, you know, well, have you seen the receiving core? I mean, it's Amari Cooper and it's Michael Gallup and it's CeeDee Lamb. It makes sense that they would all do really well for themselves individually. And if they're all over 1,000 yards, I would have to believe the Cowboys won, you know, at least 10 games. Although maybe the reason they're all going for 1,000 yards is because the Cowboys are in shootout week after week and, you know, therefore need their guys to show up. But so for me, the position group that is least likely to disappoint, kind of again, you know, the way you feel after a workout, is the wide receivers. Because, and I know that that's weird because Amari Cooper did kind of disappoint. And I, you know, Connor Livesey talked about that on last week's episode of Talk on the Draft, how Amari Cooper is, I thought it was interesting how Connor put it, that Amari is a little overrated. And I think that that's fair. I might adjust the way that that's said, but Amari is regarded as this top three wide receiver, top five wide receiver, when I think he's knocking on that door. I mean, he's certainly a premier wide receiver. He's a number one wide receiver. I mean, there's a lot of great ways you can put it, but is he in the same category as Michael Thomas, as DeAndre Hopkins, as Odell Beckham Jr., as Antonio Brown, if you want to put him in the NFL? I don't think so. I mean, I think if you look at, this is an interesting exercise for me, and I know we're a little bit in the weeds, but that's okay. Amari Cooper with wide receivers across the NFC. There's no NFC East wide receiver better than Amari Cooper. We agree with that, right? Okay. In the NFC North, Devontae Adams is very good, but he's not better than Amari Cooper, right? Okay. Minnesota lost Stephon Diggs, but even if they hadn't, Amari Cooper's still better than Stephon Diggs. Adam Thielen, very good. Chicago, no disrespect. Allen Robinson, it's all fine. Detroit, nothing there. New Orleans, obviously Michael Thomas, arguably the best wide receiver in the National Football League. Tampa Bay, Mike Evans, fighting Texas Aggie, whoop! But, I mean, that one's complicated because I don't know that individually Mike Evans is a better receiver than Amari Cooper. Some people might say yes, and now Tom Brady kind of changes that factor a lot, so that's worth noting. But so maybe Mike Evans, just depending on the circumstances, but so far we're up to one with Mike Thomas. Julio Jones, definitely better than Amari Cooper. There's two in the NFC, both in the NFC South, and no more in the NFC South because there's no Carolina Panthers wide receiver better than Amari Cooper. In the NFC West, there's no 49er wide receiver better than Amari Cooper. There's no Seattle Seahawks wide receiver better than Amari Cooper. There's no Los Angeles Rams wide receiver better than Amari Cooper. And maybe now with DeAndre Hopkins in the NFC, you consider him. So Amari Cooper is the fourth at worst best wide receiver in the NFC, right? Absolutely. And I think if you know, people love to rank wide receiver duos, right? So like the secondary guy on a particular team. Michael Gallup is the what best number two wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, if you ranked all the number two wide receivers in the NFL, Michael Gallup would be number what? I mean, I think Tampa Bay has a case to be number one with Mike Evans and, Chris Godwin. I mean, that's maybe number one. If you want to count Larry Fitzgerald and just kind of the legend of him, maybe. But, I mean, I don't think current day Larry Fitzgerald is better than Michael Gallup. No disrespect to Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, so, you know, now, okay, wow, okay, Michael Gallup, he's up there. I mean, he's in that realm. And then if you rank slot receivers in the NFL, if you want to just put CeeDee Lamb down as your slot receiver, I mean, dude, who's better? And yeah, he's a rookie, and, you know, that should be said. But that's why I'm saying I think the position group that is least likely to disappoint us throughout the 2020 season is inarguably the wide receiver position. Now, I think that there's an argument to be made for running back, just the running back position as a whole and that position group, because maybe you figure Tony Pollard, you know, if Tony Pollard has a significant role, then maybe that's the answer, because Zeke's going to be Zeke. And if you're still getting production from your secondary guy and Tony Pollard, then things are going very well for you there. So the fact that the top three answers for this, this particular question for the Cowboys specifically, are on the offense, because in some order, your top three are wide receiver, running back, and offensive line, right? I mean, it lends to the idea that this should be a very, very, very good offense if you somehow didn't already think that it was going to be. So that's exciting. And we'll see. We'll see if that ultimately comes to fruition. But that was our little discussion for today. And like I said, tomorrow we'll probably do, you know, what is most likely to disappoint you. And that's not as fun of a question to answer, but it is still a necessary question to answer, because sometimes we all get disappointed. Sometimes football happens and sometimes crazy things go on. And, that's that. But it is another week in the month of May. We're still, you know, we're about inside 60 days to the actual Dak Prescott deadline of July 15th. So it could be an exhausting week from that perspective. But things I think are starting to calm down a little bit across the NFL. Obviously, the owners are meeting and things like that. But, I don't think we'll get any real waves for a while. This is the part of the calendar year where things settle a little bit into place. And, obviously, there's a lot of attention being paid to how training camp's going to work and things like that. So we'll, of course, keep you updated as we always do at blogandtheboys.com. Make sure you do subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. We are, once again, available on all major podcast platforms. That's Apple devices, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. We're everywhere. We are anywhere. all the time. If you need any help subscribing, you know where to find me. I am on Twitter and Instagram at RJOchoa. You can also shoot me an email, rj.ochoa@espnation.com. If you're subscribing, go ahead, give us a rating, write a review. Those things are very helpful. And as mentioned, there are a lot of fantastic episodes coming your way across all of our shows this week. Next up, we have Scooter Magruder on Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray. I think you are very much going to enjoy it. So, yeah, that's about it. Hey, do me a favor. Have the absolute best Monday of all time. I'm talking about the best Monday ever. Just have the greatest Monday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.